Hi, this is Zach Church, news writer for SearchCIOMidMarket.com. Healthcare CIOs say looming Medicare and Medicaid cutbacks remain one of the top challenges facing their industry, at a time when some of them are already being forced to cut back their IT budgets. 10% of CIOs and IT leaders in American hospitals and healthcare systems expect their 2008 IT budget to be smaller than last year, according to a recent survey of 307 IT leaders by the Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society, known as HIMSS. Another 12% expect to work with the same amount of cash. Of those working with less, 36% blamed deteriorating financial conditions, up from 28% last year. And 43% of CIOs surveyed called impending Medicare and Medicaid cuts one of the major business issues facing their healthcare industry as a whole, down from 52% last year. Tom Leary, Senior Director of Federal Affairs for HIMSS, says the past year has seen Medicare funding shift slightly to favor health providers that submit reimbursement records electronically, stop reimbursement for in-hospital infections, and face a decreased physician reimbursement rate. Meanwhile, Medicaid faces federal cuts that could place a higher burden on states to fund the program. All that together has hospital-based executives and CIOs anxious, Leary says, expecting a lower rate of Medicare reimbursement than normal. Medicare and Medicaid are government programs that provide health insurance to the elderly and the poor. Both were created in 1965. In both cases, hospitals provide services to program recipients and are reimbursed by the programs. The HIMSS survey comes as President Bush asked Congress to pass legislation that would shave $3.2 billion off the nation's Medicare costs starting in 2013. Bush and many Republicans believe Medicare costs are out of control and hurting the government's bottom line. But Democrats like Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy are dead set against the cuts, calling Medicare a worthy, productive government program. Meanwhile, new regulations will soon take effect that restrict Medicaid payments to hospitals to covering the actual cost of providing services and nothing more. The cuts, should they go through, come as the IT role at hospitals continues to expand. Nearly 75% of CIOs expecting to increase their budget this year cited an overall growth in the number of systems and technologies they are managing as reason for that increase. Leary said hospitals are also trying to implement the electronics-based record system they need to pick up 1.5% more in Medicare reimbursements. And they struggle, as well, with security concerns. Nearly 25% of CIOs surveyed said their department has been victim of a security breach in the last year. Michael Jones, Corporate Vice President and CIO at Children's Hospital and Health System in Wisconsin, is one of the lucky ones. He has seen his operations budget increase slightly this year and even saw a bump in his capital budget when the 4,500-employee healthcare system pulled money from the main capital budget to fund IT projects. But should he ever be forced to reduce the IT budget, Jones said he would have tough decisions to make. He would have to identify and cut the least important services, meaning cuts in both capital and personnel budgets, as well as a hiring freeze. Jones said about 35-40% of the Children's Hospital and Health System business comes from Medicaid. Jennifer Horowitz, Senior Director of Research at HIMSS, said researchers are conducting a new survey to explore more in depth the 26% of survey respondents who said they had a security breach last year.